Curiosity and a need to keep her mind off Connor prompted Tamara to take his hand again before she could change her mind. Thank you.
My pleasure. Let's go upstairs. Feel free to ask any questions.
Devon led her toward the stairs, pausing when she halted and gaped at the couple enjoying a huge open shower, the marbled former stall big enough to hold 6 people. With her arms restrained above her, the petite brunette released a sigh of pleasure as multiple pelting sprays dampened her swaying body. The man behind her looked just as sexy as he pulled her hips back and thrust inside her with a low grunt.
This is the newest addition to the club. It's only been in use now for 2 weeks.
Devon's small smile widened when she couldn't seem to look away from the erotic scene. Shaking her head, she muttered, "You can't be shy around here, can you?"
"Most people aren't after a visit or two," he replied with a tug on her hand.
Tamara couldn't help it. A picture of herself in place of the brunette, with Connor being the one plowing into her, with rigorous plunges filled her head. Thank goodness he wasn't here, or she might not have gotten up the gumption to follow Master Devon up the stairs. If she thought the shower scene was eye-boggling and stirring, that was nothing compared to what was happening on some odd contraptions in the loft. She appreciated the way Master Devon kept hold of her hand as he showed her around, his grip as warm and supportive as his low voice.
"Have you met Master Brett and his wife, Sue Ellen?"
he asked, after she shied away from a corner swing when she saw Nan's spread eagle on it. She wasn't quite ready to see so much of her best friend, especially after catching a glimpse of her denuded Mons.
"No, at least I don't think so."
Ushering her over to a wood-slatted A-frame, he bent and whispered in her ear,
"Don't speak unless invited to, in case someone hasn't mentioned that rule to you yet."
Master Grayson did," she amended when he frowned.
Turning her attention to the married couple, she could barely make out the red lines crisscrossing Sue Ellen's torso, waist, and thighs in the dim lighting, but the contentment and sated glow in the woman's eyes as she gazed at her husband was unmistakable. A shudder ran through Tamara as she imagined being bound naked against the wood frame, and her body broke out in a light sweat.